In the news this week, it's revealed that the Foreign Office promised almost £1 million of taxpayers' money for LGBT lobby group the Azan Foundation. The Scottish Government is urged to adopt the CAST report recommendations to counter harms to children from gender ideology. And the BBC commits to continue broadcasting religious content on TV and radio. Hello. An LGBT lobby group which advocates a broad ban on conversion therapy was promised nearly £1 million in taxpayer funds by the Foreign Office. The Azan Foundation received nearly £200,000 to launch the Global Interfaith Commission on LGBT plus lives and host two conferences to promote LGBT theology and advocate for a new criminal law against so-called conversion therapy. The group says the Foreign Office had also agreed in principle to provide a further £800,000 to launch a course teaching religious leaders acceptance of LGBT issues. The Telegraph, which broke the story, mistakenly reported that the £200,000 had been given to fund the course rather than the conferences. Founder Jane Ozan has previously said gentle, non-coercive prayers which do not affirm LGBT lifestyles are hateful and should be criminalised. The Scottish Government has been urged to heed the findings of the CAST report and protect vulnerable children from radical transgender ideology. In a motion on implementing the CAST review in Scotland, Megan Gallagher, MSP, called on Holyrood to endorse the report as a valid scientific document and pressed the government to adopt its recommendations. In a robust speech backing the motion, fellow Scottish Conservative Murdo Fraser welcomed the work of Dr. Hilary Cass, hailing the report as a welcome step towards changing attitudes on gender issues. But he had stern words for those responsible for promoting harmful trans dogma.
We should not be permitting the mutilation of young bodies in the name of an anti-science ideology. Members might recall some years ago in a debate on the SNP's programme for government, when I referred to the fact that I'd met women outside this parliament protesting against the gender reform bill. I was heckled by the former First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, from a sedentary position with the words, "Shame on you." Well, Presiding Officer, I feel no shame whatsoever for speaking up for the rights of women and girls. And any shame that falls to be apportioned should be laid firmly at the door of the former First Minister, her ministers, and all in here who allowed this abuse to occur in furtherance of a toxic ideology.
A top lawyer has urged the Isle of Man not to become a death island by legalising euthanasia. Medical law expert Charles Foster told the House of Keys that Alex Allinson's assisted dying bill would be open to legal challenge at the European Court of Human Rights, regardless of any amendments. Manx politicians have amended the proposals to make euthanasia and assisted suicide available to adults who are not expected to live beyond 12 months and have lived on the island for at least 5 years. But Foster warned removing any end-of-life protections may breach the European Convention on Human Rights, which protects everyone's right to life and public safety. Moreover, he emphasised that palliative care to help those who are suffering is already available.
You will struggle to find a palliative care physician anywhere in the world who supports assisted dying. And that is because it's not necessary. If palliative care is properly in place, the worries which are expressed on all the placards of unbearable suffering just don't happen. If all goes badly wrong, there is always the option of palliative sedation to unconsciousness.
And finally, the BBC has said it will continue to deliver religious programming across traditional platforms. As the corporation marks the centenary of its religious broadcasting, Tim Pemberton, head of religion and ethics for BBC Audio, believes that religion is as relevant in 2024 as it was 100 years ago. Our programmes are very buoyant, people are still engaging with them and still really like what we do. Commenting on viewing figures, Pemberton's counterpart for TV, Daisy Skalke, observed there is no diminishing or reduction in interest in BBC content on faith and belief. Despite concerns the government's media bill could result in many religious programmes becoming online only, Skalkey confirmed the BBC has no plans to sideline them in this way. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.